Syrian security forces have a long reach and are tracking dissidents abroad. That's the conclusion of a report out today by Amnesty International. It documents more than 30 cases in which Syrian exiles have been threatened and harassed, and their families in Syria have been roughed up, arrested, or worse. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has our story.
Ahed Al-Hindi has had his fair share of harassment by Syrian security personnel. He spent a month in jail for his student activism 5 years ago and since then has been living abroad. He wasn't too surprised by his run-ins with Syrian embassy officials here in Washington when he was outside protesting earlier this year.
A guy came from inside the embassy and he was very rude. He asked us to take picture. He called us his name to tell us that we know your names.
At the time, he was mainly annoyed, but then things started happening to family members of his friends. One of his fellow protesters, he didn't want to name him, reported that his family was shown a picture of him at a demonstration and told, quote, tell your boy not to bring snakes into the family nest.
And we have a person who was protesting with us called Bashar al-Aysami. His father is an elder person residing in Beirut, and then he was hijacked from Beirut and taken to Syria, and that was months ago. And we know nothing about him so far. He's over the 85 years of age, and they hijacked him.
A well-known pianist who played outside the White House at a rally over the summer reports that his parents were badly beaten by government agents who warned that this is what happens when your son mocks the government. Amnesty International has gathered many such stories about Syrians living in Canada, Chile, France, Germany, Spain, Sweden, the UK, and here in the US. Earlier this year, the State Department called in the Syrian ambassador, Imad Mustafa, to protest the allegations of spying and harassment of dissidents. He told NPR recently the US government offered no proof.
Let me tell you this. We have 600,000 Syrians expatriates living here in the United States. My embassy is a very small embassy. I have four diplomats. Do you expect four diplomats plus the ambassador to threaten and to spy on 600,000 Syrians across the United States from California to New Jersey? I think this is preposterous and ridiculous.
The young Syrian dissident, Ahed Al-Hindi, who works for a human rights group called CyberDissidents.org, wonders why Mustafa's small staff has been so interested in photography lately.
The thing is, we saw them taking picture of us. I wonder why, when a person who's responsible for the diplomatic affairs or a person who's responsible for issues dealing with the Congress at the embassy, why he would come in and take pictures of us and ask us to take picture of us. I mean, is he keeping it as a souvenir? I don't know. Does he love us so much to keep our pictures? I don't think so.
24-year-old Sirwan Kajo knows what happened to a picture taken of him by a Syrian embassy official. It went straight back home and was used by a security officer to threaten his brother.
And he threatened him to jail him if I wouldn't stop my political activities and my protests here in D.C. So, of course, my brother transferred that to me right away because he was just simply afraid that they're going to do something.
The brother of another prominent dissident in the U.S. was picked up by plainclothes policemen a few weeks ago outside Damascus and hasn't been heard from since. The threats have worked on some Syrian exiles who are keeping a lower profile now, scared for their families back home, and many report getting threatening emails, texts, and Facebook messages warning that just because they live in the U.S., they aren't safe from Syrian security forces. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.